Okay, today is June 15th, year 2008, the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. What we're going to talk about today is a common abuse that's out there. People don't, it's a very serious problem with many people out there, and it's drug addiction. But we're not going to talk about the common things that you think about drug addiction, like cocaine or methamphetamine or heroin. Everybody knows those are illegal drugs, and when people get addicted to these drugs, they became so completely under the grip of the devil, because not only do these drugs incapacitate your thinking, they also open up the world of devils so they can easily come into you and possess you. So this drug addiction situation is a curse, or part of the Romans 1 curse that our Lord said will come upon mankind because they denied the Catholic faith. And I tell everybody out in the world, if you have any problem like that, the first thing you want to do is start turning towards God, even if you don't know Him yet, and ask Him that you want to know Him. You want to learn about Him, and you want to learn about the true faith, which is the Catholic faith and the true Catholic Church. And when you start turning towards God first, by looking for the true God and rejecting your false religions and false gods, God then will begin very quickly to clean up your moral life, sins of immorality. Drug addiction falls into the category of sins against the natural law upon your heart. It's against the fifth commandment. You're like killing yourself, and you're also opening yourself up for demons. Even pagans know you shouldn't do such things as that. But when you're committing sins like that too, it makes it harder for you really to repent, because you're so addicted to these things. But the first thing you got to do is turn to God, because it says in the scriptures that the beginning of fornication is the devising of idols, and the inventions of idols is the beginning and the cause of all evil. It's the cause of all evils. Idols means false religion. So in the beginning, when, let's say, you turn away from the true God and you worship a false god, and you go into idolatry, and you build up a statue, and you start worshiping that statue like they did in the Old Covenant Ur. The Jews did that many times. The minute you turned away from the God of Israel, joined the Old Covenant Ur, and set up a Astarte or Baal or a golden calf, and you started worshiping that, you don't really feel anything in your moral life changing immediately, because you just turned over to the idol. But guaranteed, in a short period of time, you're going to start losing control of your passions, and you're going to start falling into all types of sins of immorality. Especially, our Lord says, that happens to those who had the faith and lose it. They get even under more of a curse of immorality than even those who never heard about the true God, like pagans on the island, even though they could fall into sins of immorality. Not as bad as God's chosen people, which was Jews under the Old Covenant. Now it's only Catholics during the New Covenant era. So when a Catholic falls away from the faith, he becomes even worse, more perverse. That's why you're looking at all these sins of immorality. But drug addiction is one of them. Now, a lot of the people, as they say, think about the common drugs I just mentioned, heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine, but they don't think about this one as being drug addiction, and it really isn't. It's probably more popular and more widespread than these are the ones I mentioned, and it's amongst the elite people and the workers and the reputable people, painkillers. Painkillers is being addicted to painkillers is an abominable thing, and it's very sneaky. We're talking about painkillers that are codeine, that contain codeine, or hydrocodone bitterate, which is also known as Vicodin. And of course, you have morphine, which is also legal. Heroin is illegal. That's one of the strongest painkillers. But hydrocodone bitterate is even stronger than codeine. Now, these types of painkillers that have a proper use, I'm not saying that they don't have a proper use, but if they're abused, you're going to fall into some deep troubles. And you're going to find yourself getting addicted. Once you become addicted to them, you're in big trouble. Because what happens is your body gets so, when you're addicted to that type of a drug, like heroin or morphine, your body becomes used to it, and you can't just stop doing it, or you'll die. You have to wean off of it if you're going to stop doing it, or you're going to die. And that's how much your body becomes used to it. And then what happens, whatever, let's say, generally the proper use of painkillers is when you're going through an operation, you're in extreme pain for a short period of time. The doctor will prescribe them for about 2 weeks, or maybe 3 weeks maximum. Then I'll tell you, you can't take them no more. If you follow the doctor's directions in that area, you'll be fine with it. But if you start abusing it and using it when you don't need it, or using it too long even, you're in trouble, because once you get addicted to the painkiller and you don't have that painkiller every 4 or 5 hours or 6 hours, your body's going to start aching. You're going to get pains from head to toe. You're going to think it's a cause of some other ailment, but it's not. Painkillers do that to you. Now, you thought you had pain before. Now you're going to have even worse pain. So what they do, then they give you like 2 or 3 hours of temporary pain-free state. But then when it wears off, you're going to have all kinds of pains now. Now, whatever the pain is, let's say you had a headache, because then people start taking them for small things. Now, you could take aspirins for headaches, and you could take these other pills they have that aren't addictive for minor pains. You don't need to take these codeine pills and these hydrocodone bitterate, these Vicodins, and these pills that are addictive and very powerful. Because once you start taking them, let's say for a headache, and you could have took an aspirin, All right? And that would have also made your headache go away. Then what happens after you're done and you took that strong painkiller and you became addicted to it, after 3 or 6 hours, your body starts going through all kinds of pains. You get headaches like you can't imagine, aches and pains and sores. You go into depression. You got demons working in you now and everything. It's a whole world of pain you just created for yourself by being addicted to these painkillers. Now, the proper use of painkillers too is to take them. You shouldn't always be looking for painkillers anyway, because there's certain times when our Lord says he who does not do penance shall likewise perish. In Luke 17:3 and in Philippians 1:29, it's not enough just to believe in Christ, we have to suffer for Christ. So where is the suffering if we're always taking painkillers, even legitimate ones like aspirins that don't really addict you or all that, if it's not a grievous pain, or sometimes even if it's kind of a severe pain, But it's not going to incapacitate you. I think the proper use that you can meter, whether you need painkillers or not, is it going to affect your daily duty? You don't want, if your daily duty is being affected, you can't do your work, and you can't think properly, then take what you need to take to alleviate that pain just enough to get your work done. But be careful. Very rare cases do you ever need these strong painkillers, these ones I'm talking to you about, these really addictive ones. And then if you find out that the pain you're having is going to be longer than 3 weeks, where you're going to be stuck into this pain, it's better for you to just lay in your bed, take the strongest non-narcotic painkiller, and suffer your pain and offer up to God and be willing to die even. Say, Lord, if this is your will that I should die in this bed of pain, I will lay here in this bed of pain, but I will not become addicted to narcotics. I've done the 3 weeks. After that, the doctor says I'm still going to have these pains. They're never going to go away, like terminal cancer patients or whatever. Lay in that bed and say, well, it's God's will now that I have this illness. It's obvious that I'm not going to be able to go out and preach or teach if you're a Catholic or do any of those things that you good deeds if you're a Catholic helping the poor. My job now is to lay in my bed and offer up all this pain to the cross. But I will not take narcotics, because if I become addicted to them, I'm going to be even worse. And then what happens, you find yourself with a lot of these ailments. When they finally do get better, now you got the addiction problem to the narcotic. And that becomes a very big monster to get rid of. And I'm saying it's not only the physical element which you become addicted to, because then you get all these pains and aches, you have demons coming into you. Demons start possession because you're abuse of the painkiller. Today in society, too, we have a real problem with people just too much wanting to get rid of pain. The idea that women, now when they give childbirth, they've made it possible so women never have pain anymore. And that was one of the things our Lord said was a curse that shall come upon women for sinning against God, is because they're going to have pain in childbirth. So we're trying to now get away from the cross. But the more you keep trying to get away from God's decree of pain, by trying to escape all pain, you're finding you're under a worse curse. Your mind becomes infected with demons. You become mentally unstable. You rage inside your heart. Look at anybody who's addicted to drugs. Look at the world out there today. These people can't control their passions. They're depressed all the time, or they're elated, or they're depressed, or they're elated. And their lives are full of turmoil. You can't escape it. You may try to escape the physical pain. Now God has loaded you down with spiritual pains. Pains in the mind. You know, pains where your mind starts to go crazy, your thoughts. And that's probably the worst pain of all, when your mind is not right. People today call that mental illness, but that's really demonic possession, because you're rebellion against God. And you let these devils come into you, and they're taking your mind for a ride. So spiritual pain is even worse than the physical pain you're trying to escape. So when should you accept pain? When it's not interrupting your work. And it's not interrupting your duty, but if it becomes overwhelming so you cannot get your daily duty done, then take whatever you need to alleviate that pain enough to get your work done. Okay? And if you're in the case of an extreme painful situation, yes, if you take these narcotic things that the doctors prescribe to you for the limited period of time, but once you go beyond that and become addicted to Vicodins and to codeine pills. Now, people don't look at this, but this is happening amongst all the high-ranking people, all the politicians, all the doctors and all the lawyers and all the university professors who you think are the real reputable people in society, and they look down at the heroin addicts who's in the city. They're the same. There's no difference between the two of you. The heroin is the same type of drug as what you're taking when it comes to especially those Vicodins and hydrocodone bitterate. You're a heroin addict. Now, nobody wants to be called a heroin addict, because everybody that has a bad stigma from society. But if you're abusing Vicodin and painkillers, you're a heroin addict. It's the same drug. It does the same thing. It physically addicts you the same way. You have to withdraw with it carefully, or you're going to die, because your body's going to go into shock. All right, and it also brings in a whole heap of demons on you. So it's a sophisticated form of heroin addiction for high-class people to escape the scrutiny of the eyes of the people. But see, it's the same thing, though. It's not, and that's sneaky today because a lot of those doctors out there today are over-prescribing. They do have some measures out there to try to stop it, but as long as there's corrupt people in the world, and we have more corrupt people in the world now than we ever did before, there's ways for people to go around and get these drugs through Mexico or Canada, or they can find a doctor who's going to over-prescribe them. A conscientious doctor, a good doctor, will not allow that to happen. He will tell you, you know, no, this is it now. I'm going to give you a lesser painkiller and start working on these things and get away from the Vicodins and the codeine pills. Because these things also, they dope you up and they make your mind now into a lax state where you can't think properly. And you can't. It just relaxes your mind. So, and this is what allows the devil to go in there. Now, if you're doing it legitimately in the beginning to get rid of extreme pain, fine. There's no problem there. God will not allow a demon to possess you, and you will come out of it perfectly. Because you say, okay, it's the end of my 3 weeks. I have to stop doing it now. The doctor said, if I take it anymore, I'm going to become addicted. I obey the rules. And then fine, okay? Then just take aspirin or ibuprofen or these other pills that they have that are non-narcotic. Now, and even in that, you still want to suffer yourself some pain. Don't be always reaching for these things to eliminate all pain. Because God said, I mean, how else? Sometimes the best crosses to carry are the ones that God sends you like that, where you bear your sickness very well. And they say that like years ago when they didn't have all these painkillers. I remember when I was young and I used to go to the dentist. There was no Novocaine then. They drilled on your tooth and on the deepest cavities with a slow drill with no Novocaine. I was grabbing onto that chair, palms sweating. You almost fainted and passed out from the pain that was going through your body through the slow drill on the deep cavity, you know, because they had no Novocaine back then. But you made it. Boy, you'd come out of there, you'd be pale and your palms would be sweating and everything. But you made it. You survived. The old days when they did operations, they only had mild painkillers. So they had to tie the people up. Today, we've become a pain-free society, which is escaping God's decree that we must suffer pain as a result of sin. And it gives us the idea of immortality. It doesn't make you think about death. It doesn't make you think about how fragile our body is. There's a lot of indications here that shows you how we've become a luxurious society that's trying to ignore sin and the consequences of sin. Let's read what happened with Jesus when he was being crucified on the cross. And the guards offered him to drink wine mingled with myrrh. In Mark 15:23, and they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he took it not. Now, one of the things the commentaries we're going to read from the Haydock commentary on that passage, and it said, this was given to criminals to lessen their torments. Our Lord was pleased to taste the bitterness, but he would not permit the relief which the admittance of the same into his stomach might have afforded. It's like a painkiller to help the criminals so they won't suffer so much when they're dying. But Christ said, no, I got to suffer the full brunt of this thing. I don't want painkillers. That's what Christ is saying. Now, he's not condemning all use of painkillers. There's a proper use. God says in other scriptures, medicines are created to help men when they're in trouble. But there's a proper use of them, and there's an improper use. And there's a point where you're always reaching for these things, and you don't want to suffer any pain whatsoever. Some things are headache. My thing to meter it on is, if it's not going to interfere with your daily duty, then accept whatever pain that is. If it's going to interfere with your daily duty, then and you can take a non-narcotic pill to get over that, then do it. So you can do your daily duty, okay? And if you get to the point, as I say, when people become critically ill with a sickness that's not going away and it's chronic and all that, don't ever get addicted to the narcotics. You know, if after 3 weeks a doctor says, I'm sorry, you're going to be stuck with this thing for a long time, they even try to give them other pain things like electrical things on air that go in there and they stimulate. That's fine. All non-narcotic stuff to try to get rid of the pain is fine. But don't get addicted to the narcotic because you're going to be possessed by demons, which is the worst thing of all. Your brain is going to go down into dummy love stage. Pretty soon you're going to lose the faith. You're going to fall into sins of immorality. You're going to become morose. You're going to become depressed and you're going to fall into despair. Narcotic painkillers will do that to you. A lot of people out there, they get addicted to them when they have a legitimate reason for using them, but they never get off them. In the military, a lot of guys came back addicted to morphine. Because that's what they used to give them when they were injured. Then they go into the hospital and take morphine. And then they like the high it gave them. You know, that where it puts your mind to sleep, you know. But anybody who really loves God and loves the faith wants to be sharp. They want their mind to always be awake and thinking. Our Lord says in the scripture somewhere, even the alcoholic, when he gets drunk, that's he becomes addicted to alcohol. And it's the same as heroin. Like, his body becomes addicted to alcohol. And he drank so much booze that it then dulls up his brain. So when he's reading the scriptures, if ever he does, he can't even comprehend it and doesn't even care to comprehend it. That, to me, would be the biggest curse now in my life, that if I woke up and I was addicted to something like that and I could not comprehend the scriptures because my mind was always dopey and sleepy. And so I'm reading. I can no longer take in the wine of the Scriptures and be inebriated with the Word of God. The Word of God gives you an inebriation and a high. It really does. And I cannot explain. No drug can ever equal what God can do for you. That's why I try to tell people, you really want to have true consolations and true peace and joy, come to God. He will give you that consolation. That solid, grounded consolation. He will fill you with elation through the Scriptures. But when you're in that stage where you're a drug addict or you're an alcoholic or something, it says somewhere in Scripture, drunkenness darkens the understanding. So does drug addiction to narcotics. You have no relish for the things of God. You're just, all you have the relish for is your drug, and you go into that la-la state. And then all of a sudden, the things of God... Right now, if you love God the way I do, and if you get right with God and you start reading those Scriptures, anything that gets in the way with that contemplation is a no-no. You know, you can see there's something wrong with that. Intrinsically evil, you better stop doing that. You're getting yourself into trouble. Get away from it. And then it also makes you lazy. When you are on narcotics and alcoholics, the other consequence is that as you become lazy, you're always moping around. And you see, a lot of times I'm trying to help people out there because they can't relate all these things. They're trying to say, why am I all of a sudden always so tired? And why am I all of a sudden so not doing as much as I used to do? And why all of a sudden am I getting all these pains that I never used to have? Because every time after 3 or 4 hours, you got more pains now and you're popping more pills. And you're not connecting it to the painkiller. That's where it's coming from. You may lie to yourself and say, well, I got this back problem. You know, I got these migraine headaches, and I got this over here, and I got the... Well, if that's what you have now, I guarantee you, pal, you don't know nothing until you get addicted to narcotics. That's the worst pain you're going to ever have in your life, trying to get off of narcotics. And they give you more pain in your body and in your head than any headache can give you. You look at any person, the hardest drugs to withdraw from are narcotics. Heroin being the hardest. Just look what happens when a person withdraws from heroin, what it does to them. It darn near kills them. Brings them through a living hell. Everybody knows that. And these other Vicodins and codeine pills... And you're in that realm. So all of a sudden the pain pill's wearing off after 3 or 4 hours and all these pains come rushing upon you, caused by the addiction of your flesh to these pills. And then you're scratching for the pill. You're running after the pill. Generally, if you're around people like that, you'll see they're happy for about 3 or 4 hours when they're around you. Then they start getting into a depression. They start getting itchy. And they start getting nervous because they don't have their pills. And then they got to go running for their pills. They become a monster. For 4 hours, they seem to be a nice person. And all of a sudden, they start turning into a morose despair. And they're getting nervous and they're panicking. And that's what it's a horrible, horrible thing. It's a horrible slavery, you know, and I'm warning the brothers out there to watch it. Don't, if you can take another type of painkiller, do it. And if you're taking the narcotic and the doctor says take it and you got a bad doctor who's not telling you to get off and he keeps writing this stuff for you, no, sorry, doctor, give me something non-narcotic. I'm messed up on these things. It throws my head for a loop. I'm sorry. Can't you give me something else? And now, rather than even get addicted to those narcotics, if the pain is still that bad, even after you're taking aspirin and those other non-narcotic painkillers, lay down in your bed, offer it up to the cross, and ask God to help you. And then God will come and deliver you. You watch how God's going to be your narcotic. Let God be your narcotic. Let God's grace be your narcotic. The true way to alleviate and to handle your cross and to withhold and to withstand against the pain is going to God. When you have, even you could use human methods, but ultimately God is the one who's going to regulate it for you, and He's going to help you. He wants you to use medicines when you could, but there's that stage when people get very sick. And I'm saying, the minute you get addicted to that painkiller, the first, most important, worst thing that you got to worry about, I'm telling all you out there, not there, you're going to go to hell because of that. You will. Because their demons come into you. So you could live, let's say a person who's got terminally ill cancer and he's got some really grievous pains. And they've done everything they could for him and now he's in that stage where nothing's going to totally alleviate the pain. Take whatever they give you, minus the narcotics. Do not take the narcotics. If you take the narcotics, you will escape pain for another 2 or 3 years until the point till you die. You will have no pain. They can make it possible now so you don't have no pain at all. But as soon as you die, you're going to go to hell. And I guarantee you, you're going to experience a pain and agony that you can't even dream of right now on earth. Worse than anything you can dream of. And because if you're foregoing to that pain and because you allowed yourself to become addicted to that narcotic, and the devils come into you because of that, God curses you, you definitely are already in mortal sin, and then you even may lose the faith because you're going to show no interest in it anymore. And then when you die, I guarantee you, you are going to feel the pain. So what is this whole thing? We're trying to prevent people from feeling pain for 2 years or 3 years, and when they die, they're going to go to hell and feel pain for an eternity. So we have to be strong enough as Catholics. What does our Lord mean when He says, take up your cross and come after me and follow me? He does not take up His cross. Unless you do penance, you shall perish. It's not enough to believe in Christ, but to suffer for Christ. Suffer somewhat for Christ. Mortify yourself. Whip yourself. Give yourself some voluntary penance and accept the penance that God gives you. So the proper use of painkillers is take what you need to do to get your daily duty done. If you can take something that can help you, if it's interfering with your daily duty, fine. Okay. If it's an extreme pain because you have a temporary problem that's very, very painful, okay, follow what a good doctor tells you about the narcotic. Only take it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever. I think a month is the most. And then after that, stop. And only take it when he tells you to take it. If you start going after that period of time, though, you're going into the realm of addiction. It's like drinking alcohol. Alcohol is not evil. It's a very good thing when used in moderation. Drugs can't even be used for alcohol. I don't want to make that mistake. The narcotic drug, that can only really be used when you're in extreme pain, because that does even more to you. That really brings your mind into a really hard state, even when you start taking it, you know. So the thing is, although legally, under the doctor's care, with a good doctor, you could, but then once it goes beyond a month, get off of it and say, "Doc, if my pain is still there, give me a non-narcotic and I'm going to carry my cross." In the old days, they didn't have any of these things. Even the pagans who may have wanted to get rid of pain because they were weak, they would have been the first ones to jump after the pills. They didn't have them. So even back then, see, when you have that idea of suffering and pain too, it takes your mind away from this world and lets you know that there's sin, there's evil in this world. Our bodies are corrupted with concupiscence of the flesh and they're bound to die. It makes you think more about God. The more pain there is in your own life, the more you start looking towards God for help. Even if you don't know the true God yet, you're praying for some type of help to come. But once you create this painless society, nobody even thinks about God anymore. They're thinking they're living in utopia. Their mind is all doped up. They're possessed by all kinds of devils, and they can't even find the true God if they want to, because their mind does not have the capacity to do it in that state. So there's a big deception that's happening here. And a little thing to tell you, I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this today or something else. And when I went to check my emails this morning, I looked at one of the ads that they send you out. It says, here's the ad, what it said. This was this morning, what it said. And everybody knows who has emails gets these ads, because I don't know how you get on these things, but these bums have auto-generated advertisements. It says, no more pain when you have your medicine. That was today. Because I was going to do painkillers, but I was always going to do this. My choice is between the two. And then I read this morning. God's telling me, do the painkiller thing, because it's big. They advertise on the internet where you can get this from Canada and you can get it from Mexico. And it says, no more pain when you have medication. But folks, I tell you something, you're going to have a lot more pain when you die and go to hell, and it's never going to end. So you cannot escape it. So I'm trying to tell the brothers here, a lot of times when you think that you're not putting two and two together and you're addicted to narcotics and you're doing too many of these painkillers, your narcotic painkillers, and you're saying, I'm just lazy, I can't get all my work done, oh, I'm getting all these pains, I don't feel like I have an energy, it's because you're addicted to narcotics. Stop doing them, stop doing them, stop doing them. If you're addicted to them and you're doing them over the prescribed period of time of after you're coming off of a real serious, grievous, painful thing, and you're taking it for 1 month, I don't even know if the doctors let you take it for 1 month, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Stop it after that. If you're doing it now, you're in damnation. I'm going to tell you that right now. Anybody out there who's a Catholic even, if you're addicted to these painkillers, you're in a state of damnation. I want to scare you because you deserve to be scared, because I'd rather have you get scared now than to go before your judgment day. And God's going to say, don't you realize that all these things that were bothering you because you were addicted to these painkillers, you were running away from your cross, and then because you ran away from the cross through this narcotic, your cross became humongous. Anybody who's been addicted to heroin or any of these narcotics I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about. It's a slavery of, just like lust when after fornication, it's a slavery that is unsupportable. You can't even bear it. You're a slave to this thing. And then the more you take it, the more you need, and the more you got to take it. And you become in such a wretched state. Now, by God's grace, yes, you can overcome all these things. It's going to be difficult, but the first thing you have to do is turn to God and ask Him to help you, because your first problem was not drug addiction or alcoholism or whatever, or fornication. It was that you're not worshiping the true God, or if you are worshiping the true God, the Catholic God, and you are Catholic, you're a bad Catholic. You're not obeying all of His commandments. But generally, I know it was with me when I was coming out of the world, and I had to convert. God said, Richard, all these other immoral problems you have in your life are not the main problem. The main problem is you turned away from me. You turned away from the Catholic faith. You know, I don't think I ever had it, the church I grew up in. So, and then God is telling me that. He clearly did. You better turn back to me and start searching after the faith first. And then once you start putting your whole heart back towards me, to turn towards me and to learn the faith and to learn about the true God, the true Catholic faith, and the true Catholic Church, I will then begin to cure your other problems. Now, other people out there fool themselves. You may have got rid of your alcoholism for a while in these clinics, stupid psychiatric clinics, but I tell you one thing, you brought a worse devil upon you for going to psychiatrists. And I will tell you, even if you got rid of that problem, you picked up another one. Workaholic or whatever it is, I'll follow you around in your life, and I say, you didn't get rid of your problem. You replaced it with another problem. If you got rid of it at all, and that's what a lot of people used to say, you know, Joe's been going to the alcoholic clinic down there for like 20 years, you know, and finally it worked after 21 years. But you speak to the guy, and he will tell you he started to turn to God for help, and that's why he started to get off it, or for some other reason. I says, if he was going for 20 years, it ain't that stopped it. That ain't gonna. That's only making his problem worse. I will tell you, anybody who goes to a psychiatrist or these self-help groups, especially psychiatrists, you're in damnation for going to them. That's like idol worship instead of going to the true God. You're under a double curse. You think your alcoholism was bad? Going to these AAA groups and all these is even worse. That's a sin against the faith. Because you went to a mere man to cure you from a problem that only God can cure spiritual ills. So I warn all you people, the answer is not these programs, these psychological programs where they try to go there like AAA and all that. You go there, you're going to get even worse. The only thing you need to go to if you're addicted is to a physical clinic where they can wean you off so you don't die. Alcoholics too, if they just stop alcohol, they're going to die overnight. They have to be weaned off the alcohol. People who are addicted to narcotics and heroin got to be weaned off. That you can go to. A program where they're weaning you off. But as far as the spiritual problem in your life, don't ever, 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 one time each for the most blessed and holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, go to these coconuts, these goofballs, these idiots, these psychiatrists who are telling you that they're going to help you. They can't bring grace in your heart. They can't clean out the evil. They can't give you what you need. They're going to make you worse. And you also brought down upon yourself a curse because you went to this person pretending as if he's God, when I will tell you again, only the true God, the Catholic God, the Holy Trinity will be able to totally cure you from these ills and give you the true cure. That's where the cure is found. It's not found in any of these other organizations. You know, these people go there and it's like a bunch of self-pity crying on one another's shoulders, going to these idiots, these Jewish psychiatrists. I say Jewish because it started with Sigmund Freud, that freak. And I don't want to talk too much about psychiatry now, but you know, and I want to let you people know that psychiatry and psychology is evil. It is diabolical. It is straight out of the pits of hell. It's going to men. I never fell for that, and I thank God for that in my life. I hated that from day one. It was like something in my heart I never could stand. They'd always try to get you when you're in these colleges and high schools to go to these nuts. And they say, well, we got to go to this guy, and he's going to... I says, who is that guy? What's his name? Well, Dr. Joe Smith, you know. Does he know me? He don't know nothing about me. Who is this guy? That he's going to come in here and help me? What does he care about me? And what does he have special that he can help me with in this spiritual matter? And none of his business. You see? The true God is the only one that can help you with that. Spiritual ills. So I'm also trying to tell you how to overcome these problems. Start immediately getting down on your knees if you're addicted to these things right now and say, God, I'm not sure Richard says that you're the Catholic God. And Richard keeps saying that you're the Holy Trinity. Is he right? Can you help me and give me a sign? I'll try my best. I really do want to find it. If you really mean that and you ask God, you really want to find him, he'll start working with you. But I want to just warn people about the real sneaky drug addiction that takes place. I say sneaky because it starts out as a legitimate thing when you have an operation or some legitimate pain and you're taking the narcotic for 2 or 3 weeks and then you don't stop taking it. Once that thing starts going into 2, 3 months and maybe you're into 6 months, you're in trouble. You're already in trouble, man. I tell you, after 1 month, stop it. Go and take your other type of non-narcotic painkiller, and whatever pain's left over on top of that, lay in your bed. And lay in your bed and die if God wills you should lay in bed. That's the way it was in the old days when I said, going back to that again. They would tell all the brothers and the sisters that were in religious orders and everything, when they didn't even have money to pay for like fancy physicians or anything, when they got sick and their brother got really sick, they lay him in bed and say, brother, we'll do as much as we could with what medicines we have here. But if you're still without, they would never, they didn't have anything addictive like narcotic back then. So they would say anything above that, if you're still in extreme pain, offer it up to the cross. Don't make trouble for the brothers and sisters and get them agitated and don't complain and murmur. Sit there and ask God to give you the strength to handle it. Lay in that bed and get ready to die. because that very well is maybe your ticket out of purgatory. And what I'm telling you, you're going to have to do more purgatory time. But my thing is, the danger of narcotics, they didn't have narcotics back then. The danger with narcotics is, though, that when you become addicted to them, you're in mortal sin. It's the end of it. End of it. Oh, you say, I feel good. They said that to people I know who have very serious cancer pain and all that. And they says, you know, nowadays, people don't suffer anymore. We got a ways to make them not suffer at all so they can go right up to their dying breath in la-la land, you know. And then what happens after they die? You always hear the story about, he died, he was so peaceful. He looked like he was sleeping. I tell you, he ain't peaceful now, pal. You know, if you saw where his soul is right now, he's not peaceful. He's experiencing a pain and suffering in the eternal fires of hell greater than any pain that could ever be unleashed upon people on earth. You're not going to escape the hand of God. So let this be a warning today, especially for all those people that are taking these narcotic painkillers. Please, for the sake of your soul, if you want to save your soul. And even on the natural plane, a pagan can know this is wrong because you become a slave to this thing and everything in your life gets turned upside down. But a lot of people don't realize what I'm trying to tell you is all the things that are connected to that. When you take that, you become addicted to that narcotic. Even an alcoholic will tell you when he's coming off the alcoholism or when the guy's coming off the narcotic or after that 3 or 4 hours when the narcotic stops working, he's going to say, boy, I got all kinds of pains in my body now. And then you're going to think it's from some other reason. No, it's the narcotic did it to you. You think you had pain before? Now you got the narcotic is putting pain through your whole body and he's putting pain in your mind. Spiritual desolation. Your mind is going to get more and more corrupted by demons. You're going to become more and more depressed. You're going to become more and more deranged in the mind. You're going to not be able to control your passions in your mind. And that's, to me, is the worst suffering of all. Anybody who's doing these things knows what I'm talking about. Anybody who's been addicted to her narcotics knows it's a life of hell. For a momentary 2-3 hours of pleasure, a lifetime of hell. Because that pleasure gets less and less, the pain becomes more and more, the addiction, the mind even. You finally can't even get your mind liberated anymore. And that's why a lot of these people end up committing suicide. You know, and they end up going straight to hell on that count also. So let that be a warning to all you people out there. It's not just the street kids that are addicted to heroin and methamphetamine and cocaine. Now, cocaine's supposedly not addictive. I don't know about that. I would question that a little bit. Maybe not as physically addictive as heroin, or methamphetamine's not that physically addictive. Heroin's one of the worst physical addictions. All these drugs have problems. But I want to warn the elite people who think that they're not committing these same sins because they're getting a prescription from a doctor and they're taking Vicodin or they're taking codeine pills, you know, and they think that these things are okay and it's reputable. It's not. It's not. And God is allowing mankind to fall into these massive sins because they reject. It's all part of the Romans 1 curse, folks. It goes along with all these massive sins of immorality and fornication and lying and cheating and stealing. Nobody can even stay married anymore and so forth and so on. Of immodesty, child pornography. You're looking at all these filthy things surfacing. But I just want to warn people about this one because once you get into that thing, it's going to be even harder for you to come out. It's going to take an extraordinary grace from God to club you over the head and get you to realize that you better stop doing this. And there's a lot of bad doctors out there that over-prescribe these things, but they're not all of them. Some doctors are good in this area. You know, some doctors do regulate it, but not all of them. You can always find a doctor that's, you know, to your liking in this area. So if you want to be addicted to the narcotic, everybody and all these people that are addicted, go to Dr. Smith. He'll give you the codeine pills. He don't even ask no questions. Just give him 50, you know, pay him money. He'll give you the prescription, you know. Now, they do have certain things that can try to regulate that, but man's always going to find a way around it. And they have. You can go to Mexico and Canada. You get just the email I got today about that. Okay, so let that be a warning to you. What did our Lord mean when he said in Mark 8:34, if anybody will follow him, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. And in Luke 14:27, he who does not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. As our Lord says in Luke 13:3, unless you do penance, you shall likewise perish. In Philippians 1:29, it's not enough to believe in Christ, but to suffer for Christ. Where's the suffering if we're always running to painkillers? Even aspirins when you don't need them. Even these other painkillers when you don't need them. When you need them to get your daily duty done, fine. Okay. All right, but when you don't need them, don't take them. Certain days too. If I know I'm not going to have to do such, if you didn't have to do spiritual work, and I was real, I've been laid up a couple times, and so but I said I got to lay up and I got to go through this pain. As long as it's not lasting too long, I can't do no work. I can't preach. Even St. Augustine, they said, used to go through moments of pain where he couldn't even preach for 3 or 4 days, and then, or Avila, and he'd come out of it. Now they would try to relieve their pain is without narcotic methods, but sometimes you can't, and then you got to get up and then also if you mortify yourself and take on voluntary penances. God will not send you as many of these pains. But you're going to get both kinds of crosses in life, though. You are. You're going to get the pains that God sends your physical body, and then give yourself some pain, too, through mortification, then the other will be bearable. But go to God for help in this matter. If God sees you're addicted to narcotics, that's like going to the pill. You may as well put that pill up on the altar here, the Vicodin pill, a big hydrocortisone bitterate pill on the altar, like the size of a host, and bend down and worship it. Because that's what you're doing. You're going to that pill instead of God. You allowed yourself to become a slave to that pill and addicted to it to the point where you lost your senses, because that pill is going to take you away from God if you become addicted to it. All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us